There are three main types of attachment patterns that were originally described by Mary Ainsworth, based on her work with infants and parents in Uganda in the 1960s. Firstly, insecure ambivalent. These infants usually become very upset when their attachment system is activated. When reunited with their caregiver, they may continue crying without receiving comfort. They may show clear signs of being cross at the carer, perhaps throwing away a toy or even hitting them. A few infants become very passive and helpless, so that their caregiver needs to be very closely involved with caring for them. Overall, insecure ambivalent infants try to maximise the attachment relationship when distressed. This may happen because their experience of the carer has been that they were inconsistent in their availability. This occurs in about 10% of infants. The belief would be, I can't count on you being there when I need you, so I will have to rely on myself. Secondly, insecure avoidant. When infants with an insecure avoidant pattern are stressed, they may become very upset or hardly at all and do not actively seek out their caregivers for comfort. Instead, they seem to minimise their attachment behaviour, perhaps because they have found the caregiver to be insensitive or intrusive in the past. They can get some of their attachment needs met without the caregiver becoming intrusive and overwhelming them. Poor quality play or exploration may be used as a defensive strategy to avoid connecting with the carer. This occurs in about 25% of infants. The belief might be, I cannot count on you being there when I need you, so I'm keeping my eye on you. Finally, secure attachment. Most infants have what is termed a secure attachment pattern towards their caregiver. These infants may well look upset when their attachment system is stressed, but they clearly seek out their caregiver, perhaps reaching up for them or crawling towards them, and they're quickly comforted by closeness to them. Most studies estimate this to be the case in about 60 to 65% of infants in normal study samples. The belief would be, I can count on you being there when I need you. Be aware. Disorganised attachment. This was a fourth classification added later by one of Ainsworth's students. Infant behaviours in the strange situation protocol, coded as disorganised or disorientated, include overt displays of fear, contradictory behaviours or moods occurring simultaneously or sequentially, stereotypic, asymmetric, misdirected or jerky movements, or freezing and apparent dissociation.